Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Simplest Pregnancy Book in the World, The Illustrated Grab and Do Guide for a Healthy Happy Pregnancy and Childbirth by SMM. GROSS is a practical pregnancy and childbirth guide aimed at making a complex life stage feel more manageable, rather than presenting pregnancy as a dense medical subject. The book organizes essential information into a simple, visually driven format with extensive illustrations and concise guidance. Its core purpose is to help first-time parents understand what changes to expect during pregnancy, how to prepare for appointments and delivery, and how to think about postpartum recovery without being overwhelmed. The book covers the major stages of pregnancy, including trimester by trimester changes, nutrition, provider selection, labor preparation, and emotional health. In this way, it sits in the category of accessible prenatal handbooks, but distinguishes itself through its emphasis on clarity, quick reference, a visual teaching format designed to reduce information overload. One of the book's defining features is its use of a highly illustrated format to explain pregnancy basics in a way that is easier to absorb than a traditional text-heavy manual. This matters because pregnancy books often fail readers not due to lack of information, but because they present too much of it at once in technical language. GROSS responds to that problem by breaking concepts into accessible visual cues and straightforward explanations. The result is not merely decorative design. The illustrations function as a learning tool that supports memory, quick review, and comprehension during a period when readers may be tired, anxious, or short on time. This approach makes the book especially practical for readers who want to find answers rapidly rather than study a comprehensive reference cover to cover. Its format aligns with the reality that pregnancy education people usually need clear guidance at specific moments, not an encyclopedia of clinical detail. Secondly, trimester by trimester structure that turns pregnancy into a manageable sequence. The book organizes pregnancy around the first, second, and third trimesters, which gives readers a chronological framework for understanding physical and emotional changes. That structure is important because pregnancy can feel abstract or unpredictable when discussed in general terms. By dividing the experience into stages, the book helps readers anticipate what is likely to happen next and what kinds of preparation are appropriate at each point. This creates a more usable model of pregnancy than a purely topic-based approach, since readers can follow development as it unfolds over time. The trimester structure also helps reduce anxiety by replacing vague uncertainty with staged expectations. Instead of treating pregnancy as one long, undifferentiated process, the book presents it as a series of milestones that can be navigated step by step. For first-time parents, this sequencing is particularly valuable because it supports planning, observation, and confidence without requiring advanced medical knowledge. Thirdly, practical preparation for prenatal care, providers, and appointments. A major strength of the book is its emphasis on practical decisions that shape the quality of prenatal care, especially selecting a healthcare provider and organizing prenatal appointments. These topics are central because pregnancy is not only about bodily change, it is also about building a care system that supports mother and baby through the months ahead. The book treats these choices as actionable tasks rather than intimidating administrative burdens. That distinction matters, since many expectant parents do not know how to evaluate providers or what the purpose of recurring appointments actually is. By simplifying these steps, the book helps readers move from passive concern to informed participation in care. This practical orientation is one of the reasons the book is appealing to first-time parents who often want guidance on what to do next rather than broad theory. It makes prenatal care feel navigable, which can improve engagement, preparedness, and follow-through. Fourthly, a realistic guide to labor, birth positions, and delivery readiness. The book also addresses labor and childbirth preparation, including contractions, labor basics, and birthing positions. This part is important because delivery is often the stage most associated with fear and uncertainty, especially for readers with no prior experience. Instead of presenting childbirth as a dramatic mystery, the book breaks it into understandable components that readers can mentally rehearse ahead of time. That can make labor feel less abstract and help parents discuss options with their care providers in a more informed way. The inclusion of birthing positions suggests a focus on usable preparation rather than passive reading, reinforcing the grab and do approach promised by the title. This is a helpful distinction from books that emphasize childbirth philosophy or exhaustive medical detail while offering less direct instruction. Here, the aim is to prepare the reader to recognize what is happening and to respond with greater calm and clarity when labor begins. Lastly, postpartum recovery and emotional health as part of pregnancy education. Another notable aspect of the book is that it does not stop at birth. It extends into postpartum recovery and emotional well-being. That broader scope reflects a more realistic view of pregnancy education, since the transition to parenthood continues after delivery and can involve physical recovery as well as emotional adjustment. By including mental and emotional health, the book acknowledges that pregnancy is not only a biological process, but also a psychological one. This is especially useful for first-time parents, who may underestimate the intensity of the postpartum period or focus exclusively on the birth itself. The book's attention to recovery helps readers prepare for the practical realities of healing, rest, and new routines after the baby arrives. Its emotional health component also broadens the guide beyond a checklist of tasks, giving it a more holistic perspective. In a crowded field of pregnancy books, this makes the work stand out as a concise but rounded resource rather than a narrow prenatal manual. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time expectant parents, especially readers who want a straightforward, visually organized introduction to pregnancy and childbirth. It is also useful for partners who want to understand the basics quickly and supportively, without having to wade through dense medical explanations. Its practical benefit lies in turning a potentially overwhelming subject into a sequence of manageable topics: trimester changes, nutrition, provider selection, prenatal visits, labor preparation, and postpartum recovery. The emphasis on illustrations makes the material easier to review and recall, which is a meaningful advantage for readers who prefer clear, fast reference over comprehensive theory. What sets it apart from many similar pregnancy guides is its combination of simplicity and breadth. It does not attempt to be the most technical or encyclopedic book in the category. Instead, it focuses on being immediately usable, calm in tone, and logically organized around the concerns most parents actually face. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want a dependable overview that supports confidence, planning, and informed decision-making throughout pregnancy and early recovery. If you would like to support SM Gross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.